Ron went as brightly pink as Lockhart's Valentine flowers and closed his mouth again. "But one of us seems to be keeping mightily quiet about his part in this dangerous adventure," Dumbledore added. "Why so modest, Gilderoy?" Harry gave a start. He had completely forgotten about Lockhart. He turned and saw that Lockhart was standing in a corner of the room, still wearing his vague smile. When Dumbledore addressed him, Lockhart looked over his shoulder to see who he was talking to. "Professor Dumbledore," Ron said quickly, "there was an accident down in the Chamber of Secrets. Professor Lockhart..." "Am I a professor?" said Lockhart in mild surprise. "Goodness! I expect I was hopeless, was I?" "He tried to do a memory charm, and the wand backfired," Ron explained quietly to Dumbledore. "Dear me," said Dumbledore, shaking his head, his long silver moustache quivering. "Impaled upon your own sword, Gilderoy." "Sword?" said Lockhart dimly. "Haven't got a sword. That boy has, though." He pointed at Harry. "He'll lend you one." "Would you mind taking Professor Lockhart up to the hospital wing, too?" Dumbledore said to Ron. "I'd like a few more words with Harry." Lockhart ambled out.